Last night I had the pleasure of seeing The Trial of the Catesonville Nine, which was a play that was performed at the Brisbane Powerhouse as part of the Brisbane Festival. The play was produced and performed by an American theatre troupe known as the Actors Gang, which apparently is a well-known acting troupe out of the United States, particularly in Los Angeles. And indeed, one of its founders and its current artistic director is the Hollywood star Tim Robbins. So it came to Brisbane as part of the festival with quite a bit of international cachet and credibility behind it. And even though all the performers were American and the subject matter, which revolved around a trial over an act of civil disobedience towards the end of the Vietnam War, is fairly uniquely American, it nonetheless, I think, had real contemporary relevance, both for what's happening in the States today, but also what's happening in the world. Now, before I go on to sort of talk about some of the themes that I thought were particularly intriguing and provocative in terms of the way that the play was performed, as well as making some comments, however rudimentary my understanding is about, you know, the acting and the stage and that sort of thing, I just thought I would read you a little bit from the program, which sort of sets the scene as to what this play was all about. So, for the Brisbane Festival 2009, the Actors Gang presents their new production, The Trial of the Catesonville Nine, written by poet-priest Daniel Berrigan and directed by John Kellum, fresh from its premiere season in Los Angeles in February this year. This acclaimed script brings to life the dramatical historical 1968 trial of two Catholic priests and seven fellow Catholic activists who committed an act of civil disobedience in protest of the war in Vietnam. This moral act of civil dissidence galvanized the national protest movement. While condemned as criminals in a court of law, they were hailed as patriots in the streets during one of America's most turbulent eras. So that sets the scene in terms of what the play is about. And it was there were nine actors on stage, each playing the role of the nine. Each had their own role as one of the nine, as well as playing at various different times, both the prosecution and the defence counsel. They did, however, have a 10th performer on stage who took the role of the judge. And although the fact that they were switching between different roles at times, sometimes they were being one of the nine, sometimes they were being the prosecutor, sometimes they were being the defense, because of where they were standing on the stage, it became quite clear who was fulfilling each role. Basically, it seemed as though that we were watching an edited version of the trial take place, whereby they just sort of cut and pasted the relevant testimony, downplaying the role of the prosecution and the defence, and where possible, the judge as well. So it was quite cleverly interwoven, quite cleverly written, and also quite cleverly performed, because even though they did have these different roles, it nonetheless remained quite compelling. There were really sort of two main themes, I think, that ran throughout it. The first half, leading up to interval of the play, the first act, saw us move through some of the history in the background of each of the nine so that we could understand why they had committed this act of civil disobedience, which was burning some draft files. They agreed in the trial that they had burnt the files, but they sought to argue that why they had done it was relevant, and that was because of the various hardships and wrongs they had experienced. For some, it was based in Vietnam. For some, it was based in terms of what they saw in Guatemala, all of which painted a portrait of US colonialism and intervention that was against the very thing that the United States should be about, which is freedom and democracy, peace and love, and all of those sorts of things. So the first act really forced you to think about US foreign policy, and both at the time of Vietnam, but also, of course, the modern parallels today with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And so I think that was quite challenging and very well done. The second act I actually found more interesting, but I think that's probably because of my background as a lawyer. It was really asking the question, should the jury here be looking just at the facts, or should the jury be free to vote its conscience? Because the nine were seeking to argue that it's not about whether they did it or not, it's whether they were justified in doing it. They were trying to change American policy. They'd written letters, protested, done everything else, and had been unsuccessful. So overall, it was a rich, rewarding, and provocative play that I would recommend.